At the fence, I paused a moment, wondering if I dared to enter Sallie Mae's yard. Yes, surely she would want to know that her house and home were about to be torched to the ground if someone didn't do something in a big hurry. I coiled my legs under me, leaped upward and outward, and landed inside Sallie Mae's yard. There, I sprinted towards the back porch and was about to launch my warning barks when I saw... A cat was sitting in the middle of the porch, with his tail wrapped around his body. Oh, and he was smirking.
Well, well, I wondered how long it would take you to notice the fire.
Oh, yeah? Did you notice how I got trapped in the chicken house?
Actually, Hanky, I didn't wonder about that.
He fluttered his eyelashes.
I had inside information, you know. You certainly got everyone stirred up.
That's right, Kitty, and I'm fixing to stir you up.
Now, now, don't be bitter.
And by the way, Pete, if you saw the fire, why didn't you sound the alarm, huh? He gave that some thought.
You know, Hanky, I did think about it, but, well, cats don't do that.
So you were just going to sit here and let the fire burn down the whole ranch?
Well, Hanky, we cats always seem to land on our feet.
He flashed an insolent smirk.
No matter what happens to everyone else.
Oh, yeah? We'll see about that. In a flash, I snatched him up by the scruff of his neck and pitched him as far as I could throw him. I'll give you a hint. He didn't land on his feet. He crashed headfirst into the fence. I paused a moment to enjoy his hissing and yowling, but had to return to the urgent mission that had brought me there. I took a huge gulp of air and began the program we call Alert and Alarm. As you may remember, this consists of blast after blast of urgency barks. These are not the same barks we use on cats, coyotes, or skunks, but rather barks that are shrill and passionate, so loaded with emotion that nobody inside the house can possibly ignore them. I fired off round after round of urgencies, barked myself down to skin and bones, and almost passed out from lack of oxygen. But to my complete amazement, nobody answered the call. I couldn't believe this. What did it take? I dashed around to the north side of the house and took up a position right under Loper and Sallie Mae's bedroom window. This time, they couldn't ignore me. I reloaded my tanks with air and resumed barking. The window was open, and with only a screen between me and them, I was sure they could hear me. May I have your attention, please? This is a news bulletin from the ranch's security division. We have a monster prairie fire approaching headquarters. And if you'll pardon me for saying so, Loper, you might want to get out of bed and grab a bucket of... Hank! Hush up that barking! Water, no! I will not hush my barking, meathead, because... Hush up! See what I have to put up with? A dog barks his heart out and tries to warn his people, and what good does it do? They never listen to their dogs, but this time they were going to listen, like it or not. I had serious reservations about diving through the window, but they had left me with no choice. Before I could think about the hazards of jumping through a window screen, I entered all the targeting information in the data control's mainframe computer. When the launch button flashed on the console of my mind, I coiled my leg muscles and fired the weapon. Was I cut to ribbons by the window screen? Did I live long enough to wake up my people? Or did we all burn up in the awful fire? To find out, you'll just have to keep listening.